This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, this is the start of the new year. We've got a brand new year facing us, and people are making resolutions. And, you know, we want to talk today a little bit about some of the things that people can do to help themselves in violent situations.
Exactly. And usually people make New Year's resolutions about losing weight or, you know, something that's going to help benefit them. And sometimes we make too many and then we don't stick to any of them. So we were talking the other day, maybe just take baby steps, just not try to do a million things all at one time.
That's right. And if you're in a situation where you know somebody or yourself is in you yourself are in a domestic violence situation, there are some simple things you can do. You don't have to make a decision right now to leave or move into a shelter or whatnot. There's some baby steps you can take that'll help out. Just making a phone call might be the first step.
Exactly. You can call one of our crisis lines and someone will talk with you. If you just want to brainstorm on, you know, what do I need to do? Or if you don't quite realize, am I a victim here? Or, you know, am I putting myself or my kids at risk? You know, talk to us.
And we're going to give you some phone numbers at the end that you can call us. And you don't even have to give us your name if you don't want to. You can just talk to us anonymously and we'll help you that way. I know that we in Mitchell County have a support group that is open really to any woman in Mitchell mm-hmm. County or the surrounding area that wants to attend. And I think you have a group like
we
that
do.
Also.
Ours meets on Monday night from 7 to 8. It meets at our shelter and we'll tell you how to get there if you're interested. And if we have enough children, then or at least just one child, we have a children's group that meets from 6 to 7.
Right. We have the same thing in Mitchell County. We have somebody that comes in and sits with the kids. So if kids are a problem, we'll take care of that for you. But a support group is a situation where we get together people that are new into trying to get recovery in domestic violence. They meet with people who have been through it, and they kind of share and support one another. And it's a wonderful opportunity to help yourself and to help others at the same time. And I know ours is open to any woman that's interested at all and wants to attend. If you just want information, you can come by and do that. Another way you can get help is by stopping by and talking with one of the staff.
Yeah, and in Yancey County, my office is also the Outreach Education Center, and I have it stocked with different literature, and I know you do also in your office. And so if you just want to stop by and pick up literature, you can, or
right.
Chat with one of us about it.
And you can, again, call our hotline, and we'll give you the address and instructions on how to get there. We both have thrift stores where people can get information through that mechanism.
Exactly. We have literature in the thrift store. If you don't want to talk to anyone in there, you don't have to, but you could pick up some literature, pick up a phone number, and you know, no one would really know that you were in there trying to find out some information.
And again, all of these are just examples of what we call the baby steps, and you don't have to make a big decision at this moment. Just gather information and see what your options are. You gave an interesting statistic about a 2-year-old child that's in a domestic violence family. Tell us about that.
As some of you know, I used to work for DSS for 12 years in Child Protective Services, so a lot of my stories date back to those times. But when the federal government decided that they wanted children who came into foster care to have what's called 1 year to permanency, we had 1 year to get some permanency for that child. Some of us thought, oh man, 1 year, you know, that's not enough time for us to do that, or the parents need more time. But someone pointed out, for a 2-year-old, 1 year is half of his life. And for a 4-year-old, 1 year is a fourth of its life. Now, 1 year for me is can fly by, but for a child,
you don't have to tell us your age, Dan.
No, I'm not. But there's a lot of developmental milestones that are going on within that 1 year for a child, and so if you aren't really thinking of yourself, start thinking of your child, because years are passing by and months are passing by, and it's very detrimental to a child if they're in a domestic violence situation at home.
And the sad thing about it is that most of the cases we see of domestic violence, both as victims and as perpetrators, they come from families where they observe that. So it's very important that you, for your kids' sake, that you stop that cycle as soon as possible. Let's give them some phone numbers. Tell us who mm-hmm. to call
in Yancey County. Our business line is 678-3436. Our crisis line is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place 24 hours, 765 4044. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.